Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. Kevin De Bruyne has admitted that maybe he can't stay at Manchester City long term if the UEFA ban in terms of the Champions League is upheld. De Bruyne has said that he could consider his future if the two-year ban stands. City have been banned from all UEFA competitions for the next two seasons for serious breaches of financial fair play rules, but they have appealed against the punishment to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Of course, that has all been held up due to the football being suspended across Europe due to the coronavirus outbreak, but it remains a real threat that City will not be allowed in European competition for the next 2 years. With De Bruyne's contract running until June 2023, he says he's happy at the club, but the playmaker admits that maybe if City are out of the Champions League for 2 years, he would have to reconsider his position. Speaking to Het Laatste Nieuws, De Bruyne said, "The club has told us that they will appeal the decision and they are 100% convinced that they are in the right. I have confidence in my club. If they are saying it's true, then I believe them. We'll wait and see what happens. Once there's a final decision, I will look at it. 2 years without Champions League football would be long. 1 year is something that I might be able to cope with," De Bruyne said. Elsewhere, news on the transfer front, and Leroy Sané continues to be linked with Bayern Munich. It is thought that that deal will go through this summer, with Sané leaving City to join Bayern. However, former Bayern boss Jupp Heynckes has suggested that the winger is overpriced and Bayern should look elsewhere. Speaking to Bild, Heynckes said, "For me, he has not yet made a breakthrough to an absolute top player. I think this is a player at a crossroads. Will he keep working hard on himself, or will he remain just as an exceptional talent? He has to be ready to make the next big step, because there is no use in flashing the talent from time to time. I can honestly tell you that I don't consider the price justifiable," he said. That price is thought to be around 80 million that City want for Sané, with Bayern hoping for slightly less than that. Finally, it appears that Manchester City's new home strip for next season has been released by mistake on the Puma website in the US. Puma will be the kit manufacturer for City for next season, taking over from Nike, and a new City shirt has appeared briefly on the Puma website in America, which showed the City home strip in the usual blue colours, but it's got a cracked glass design on the front featuring all over. This if the shirt is the official one, which it does appear to be. That's all for now. We'll have more later.